The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Okay, welcome everyone to episode 38 of Lost Mine of Phandelver, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts.
Yay! Yay!
At last, episode 38.
Yeah, it's actually been over a month since we last got together. Last episode, our party continued pursuit of the Black Spider, who managed to evade their attempts at capturing him, and he fled to where they're not sure. The last of the beetles also managed to scurry away, maybe to be encountered again, maybe not, who knows? But after said battle, in the process of nursing their wounds and whatnot, they did a little exploring of this large cavern, in part because Sandswood, I believe, cast Detect Magic and did note the presence of some type of magic. In exploring, they uncovered beneath some rubble the crushed skeleton of a dwarf that had on it gauntlets of ogre power. So, sporting their newfound magic item. That is where we ended last episode. So, what would you all like to... Oh, and as a side note, we are Sandsward. So
we're sending him down, chasing after this person that we don't know anymore by himself.
Right.
Didn't someone scurry down the northeast passage?
Yeah, that was the beetle.
The beetle, and I believe we all think that the dark elf, drow, same difference.
Yeah, drow. Dark elf, drow, same. Yeah. Formal name, informal name. What would you like to do?
I think we should just go explore the other areas.
I was going to say, to be honest, I think last time we talked, we were planning on doing another long rest, because I don't know about you guys, but I am out of everything and at half health.
Yeah, I'm pretty much down to, I think I've got one spell that I can cast.
We should barricade back in the barracks room.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I have one second level spell, so I can invis and go run away, but that's it.
All right.
You don't have to run faster than the rest, than the thing chasing you. You just have to be invisible.
That's right. this is interesting. They changed the scale of some of the toolbars and things like that on here. It's a little different.
Should we mosey on over to the room?
Hell.
Yep.
Move Sandswood over here.
I call Tom Bug.
I think there are enough bunk beds for all of you, I think.
I don't even know if these are bunk beds. It might just be beds on the ground, but...
Yeah, I think they're...
I'm going to roll out my bedroll because this bed smells like bugbear.
There are probably fleas in there. And yeah. It wouldn't be impossible, or it wouldn't be out of the question to find a rat or two nested among some of the straw. So, yeah, whatever you decide to do. You all settle in for the night. Are you going to set watches. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Barricade the doors. We'll set a watch. Who wants to go first?
You go first.
You're gonna go first.
Yeah.
Should we go in pairs?
What? Okay. So Tankrin's pretty healthy. So is Sandswood. So we should probably pair up with the healthy and less healthy.
Not a bad idea.
Because I am. I'm not doing great.
I'm fine. Like I'm short of 6 hit points, but I think my key are back because I think we took a short rest. So.
Yeah, aside from
Agatha and Lillian,
Agatha and Lillian have chunks taken out of them. The rest of y'all are in pretty good shape, at least hit point wise.
Yeah, so we could do Tankrin first, and then
I can go next.
Yeah, Agatha and Bala.
Yeah, I could burn my second level spell slot and heal one of us if whoever's down the most. Because I don't think just one second level spell is going to help us if we get attacked.
The hit points will probably be more valuable. I'm pretty brave, so you can heal yourself, and I will find distance.
Says the person. Yes. <All right.
laughs> Well, if that's the case, then I will cast Cure Wounds on myself at second level. Oh,
wow.
Is that 19?
Yep.
Oh, that's more than enough.
That is the maximum.
I am back to full. And I am out of spells, so let's hopefully we get to rest.
And not in peace.
Okay, Tankrin, give me a d20 roll. Okay,
nicely in the middle.
So you spend your the beginning of your watch in veritable silence. The sounds of the rest of your party kind of settling in for the night. But other than that, the couple of hours you spend on watch goes peacefully. Trade off with Agatha next. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. Agatha, why don't you go ahead and roll me a d20?
I will assist you. So you can roll it with advantage.
Oh, what's that?
Roll with advantage.
Well, I don't know, like it's not perception, right? Like it's just...
No, this is not really a perception check. It's actually a check I should be doing, but I'm having you guys do it just to
So we're at fault.
Yeah, exactly. So
19 sounds.
You can see that, can't you? Interesting.
That's all right. We don't know what 8 means.
No, that's right.
Big splash in the pool.
Here's what happened there. Oh, okay. All right. It's all visible to you. That's not particularly good. That's not what I want. Oh, well. All right. So so as you're getting into the second half of your rest, you hear some you hear some scuffling outside the door, like something large or a couple of large creatures are walking past. The door briefly jiggles and shudders a little as something on the other side kind of half-heartedly tries to get in. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna pull my bow out and ready it, but I'm gonna remain quiet.
Okay. Same here. I'm gonna get my spear ready, and then I'm gonna be watching the other side.
Okay. Both of you give me stealth checks.
Okay.
Ooh.
25 and 18. That's pretty good.
After a while, there's a couple of more jiggles at the door, and some conversation on the other side, which you identify as goblinoid in the tone of bugbears, which you are at this point fairly familiar with. There's some gruff conversation that occurs, and eventually they wander off.
Which door was it, the east or west?
I'm sorry, it's the door to the west.
Okay.
And so they go wandering off, and that is and that's that. So that said, the rest of your watch goes quietly. And Eagle Eye, or wait a minute, who comes after Agadir? I had Eagle Eye listed as after Agadir, but that's not correct. Was it Sandswood that's gonna
Lillian and Sandswood?
Okay, so Lillian, go ahead and roll a d20 for me. yeah, your watch goes by quietly. You maybe hear in the distance, maybe the sounds of that same group of bugbears, but it's hard to tell if it was really that or just your imagination getting getting active based on what your compatriots told you. But nothing interrupts you. So you are all able to manage a full long rest without interruption. So go ahead and reset based on long rest. I will do the same with Sans words.
Do you have the ability to do it for him?
I do.
Nice.
As part of having your characters in the campaign, yeah, I have certain abilities I don't know how much I can do. I don't know that I can change the core character itself, but I can do things like long rests and adjust
hit spells and whatnot.
Yeah, and add to inventories and things like that. Take from inventories.
Oh, perfect. I should be looking at his inventory then.
To ask for things or?
Yeah, to ask.
Okay, so you guys come back to consciousness, refreshed and healed from a long night's rest or a long rest's rest. Because who the heck knows what time of day it is? You're underground. What would you like to do?
Hey, John, how long would you think we've been exploring time-wise from when we started till now? I mean, we should have some idea of
probably the passage of time. So you've done, this is your third?
We did a short rest and then an attempted long rest that was interrupted, and then a long rest now.
Well, you did a long rest in this room previously.
Yeah, and it was interrupted.
And you tried to do
I thought we did rest. A long rest in the in the room down here in the cavern.
Right, the big banquet hall.
I think we tried to do a short rest there, and that's where we that was also interrupted by the slimes.
I feel like you tried to do two rests there.
Yeah, I think
a long rest and a short rest.
It could be. Either way, it's probably on the scale of 2 days. It's probably
The bottom line is it's been about 2 days.
Okay.
And a lot of our movements, when we measure things and rounds and things like that, and what we don't take into consideration, the movement through here takes longer than. Yeah, you're not constantly running at a full, 30 feet pace, that sort of thing. You're exploring, you're looking, and that sort of thing. So it's probably extended out to a solid 2 days.
Okay.
I think we should head off to the east over in the exit out of the forge room.
Do we want to check that door that we skipped to the north before we go west or east, rather?
Yeah, we probably should. I mean, it's right
There's a door right here
on the northwest.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just putting it out there. If we go all the way, then we have to come all the way back if we want to check it out. So we're closer now than.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Which door is it?
The one in the north. Yeah.
Oh, blue marker. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, we can go there.
Yeah, I say we head back that way since that's where we've been, and then we can kind of work our way out through the southeast and check out all the rooms that we missed.
Okay. All right. Ooh. So,
should we walk slowly that way, John?
Yeah, go ahead and head that way. Yeah, you're fine. It's you make it there without any drama. Who's going to take a look at the door?
Got the best perception.
I have perception, but I don't have a dark vision, though.
I think you guys are carrying torches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a torch. I can light it, prestidigitation.
Oh. I have +4. Does Cindy have better perception?
Perception, I have +1.
I can take a look.
Go for it, eagle eye.
Okay. Seems appropriate to eagle eye.
Always. Probably primarily listening.
If I need to persuade the door, I'm your man.
the mechanism of the door is pretty standard. It is clearly locked, but you don't see anything that's, you know, that any booby traps or trip wires or anything like that that might be indicative of the lock being or the door being trapped.
I don't hear anything on the other side as well, right? Like, do I hear something?
No, you don't hear. You don't hear anything.
Okay. I'm gonna try and open the door slowly.
Okay. So give me. I assume you're being stealthy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me.
You said it was locked, right?
Oh, you're gonna unlock it. Yeah, you're
okay.
Yeah, you need to unlock it. Yeah, it is locked.
I don't have thieves' tools, but can I? I do have. Did I buy something?
Yeah, I thought you bought a set when we were back in
Fandom. Oh, okay, then I do have thieves' tool. Then how do I?
And are you proficient in thieves' tools?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thieving
monk.
If he's not, I am.
Well, not a monk, but yes. Well, so you're going to it's going to be a dexterity check with proficiency bonus. So okay. So go ahead and do. I don't think there's okay. So it actually shows it. Okay, perfect. And, it actually does the math for you. Great.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you needed. You're working on it, and you're working on it, and you're convinced. It's just not gonna catch. You cannot find the right, you know, the right pins to get the lock to go, and you're just about to give up when stick, and the lock unlocks. Nice. You're now able to open that door.
I'm gonna slowly peek in, and then.
And I'm being stealthy, I assume.
Yes, stealthy. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead now. Give me that stealth check.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay. All right. Dusty draperies adorn the walls of this room, which also contains a bed and a brazier. A badly disheveled dwarf lies bound and unconscious on the stone floor, on the cold stone floor. This dwarf looks suspiciously like the dwarf that you just killed, or and turned out to be not the dwarf.
I just relay back all the information to everyone, like, right, who's right next to me? To Sanswood and Ankrin?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah. I'm going to look...
Probably good that we went this way.
I'm going to enter in, but I'm going to look for any traps while I walk towards that one.
Give me a perception check.
Nice.
You don't notice any traps or anything in the room.
And the dwarf is sleeping. I see a bed right next to it.
Well, give me a medicine check.
Medicine check. I don't think I'm not bad.
He looks like he's in bad shape. He's probably not conscious at all, other than sleeping. He looks like he's in really, really bad shape.
As in zero hit point type area?
Or yeah, basically, like near death.
Okay, I'm just going to call somebody, I think.
You go in and lay hands and do one hit point.
Okay. So you walk up to him, you place your hand on his shoulder, and he gasps in a lungful of air, and his eyes flutter open, and you can see just a visceral fear in his eyes as he begins to scurry away from your hand before he notices that you are not the drow. You are completely different group of strangers, and he is just sitting there wild-eyed staring at you.
We're here on behalf of Gundren Rockseeker, which I think is the right name.
Gundren, my brother, is he still alive?
When we last saw him, he was alive in the entry room to the Wayback of Cave.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. They killed our brother.
Yes, we saw.
He was trying to get information from me about these caves, but I just didn't have anything to give him. I guess he was keeping me around for that reason. I don't know.
Insight check.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's an trusting bird.
No, I think it must be.
You're getting fooled once or twice. You feel like he's being genuine. He is.
Okay.
He is in really bad shape. He's been beaten. He's been, he's been hurt, and he comes across as being fully genuine.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So do we take, speaking now to the other characters, the other members of the party, do we take him back to Gundren, or do we, is there any armor? Does he have any armor or weapons? In the room?
No, he does not have any armor on him. No. There is in the corner of the room, or by the bed, there is what looks to be a small backpack that's in rough shape, and he indicates that that's his. Doesn't really have much in it other than general adventuring supplies. They were just expecting to venture into this cave and didn't really bring much with them, He said his, you know, his weapon and whatnot was back in the entrance area, which yeah, you don't recall seeing, but yeah.
Was he bound or just unconscious?
He was just unconscious.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he was bound. I'm reading this wrong. Yeah. So, yeah, he's still bound. You're right. That's interesting.
I'm going to take my dagger out and cut his bindings.
Oh, he's very appreciative. He
starting to sound dangerous there.
He rubs his wrists and his arms, and you could see where the binds have the rope had cut into him. Looked like he had been bound that way for quite a while.
Well, we're cleaning out this cave, this whole cave system. Do you want to go back to Do you want us to take you back to Gundren, or do you want to accompany us?
I don't think I'm in any shape to help with whatever work you're doing here to clear it. Based on what I've seen of these caves, I'm not capable enough to take on these creatures.
I think we should just take him back to Gundren and then come back.
Yeah, out of character, no one, I mean, no, the Gundren doesn't know what the cave system, his maps were just to the mine, or to the cave, not of the cave.
Not of the cave, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how far has, how far did you explore the cave system before you were captured?
We were just in the first cavern in the entrance, okay. Just okay. Inside the entrance. Yeah.
Out of character, like why were they in the first place? It's been a while. I completely forgot.
So, Gundren, or sorry, Nundro, this guy and his brother. Thardin were camped out in that first room inside Wave Echo Cave, waiting actually for Gundren to arrive. Mm-hmm. You know, Gundren was actually in the process of getting together people to help him clear out, basically to clear out the caves. And they were waiting at the caves, in part to kind of stake their claim and protect it. But they hadn't continued on deep into the cavern to really adventure through it, because they knew that there were monsters and other creatures that had to be taken care of before that could happen.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Are we agreed that we'll take him back to Gundren at the entrance? Yep. Have any objections to that?
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
Which way do we travel, or are we just going to magically make our way back? Yeah. And wavy them.
Yeah. I think we can, go out through the back the way we came, through the pool room.
And then straight south from there.
Straight south, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Just for the sake of brevity, I will go ahead and reveal all of this area.
So we're kind of peeking around corners and whatnot as we're.
Yeah, as you're moving. There's not a lot through here. It's mostly dead ends and whatnot. And then you head back to where, oh, there they are. There's one of them. There's the other one. Is that the other one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they're waiting for you back in the back in the main cavern, in the first cavern, and you come through and with Nundren and Gun or Nundra. The heck's his name?
Nundro.
Solar? Oh, Nundro.
Yeah, sure. They're all so similar. And Gundren is, you know, at first sight, you know, you see them there. They kind of hear you coming, because it doesn't appear you're being particularly stealthy. But you arrive, and Gundren is just ecstatic. It's like, Nundro, I thought you were dead. And Nundro's like, I thought I was dead too. he's like, brother, these heroes have, and presumably you've talked to him on the way back, and he's like, they've saved me from the black spider who killed our brother. He turns to you and he says, what happened with the black spider? Where did he go?
Unfortunately, he escaped, but his minions didn't fare so well. Well, there was this one beetle that kind of got away, but we won't count him.
we'll have to be wary and watch for the watch out for the black spider. He's dangerous and maybe a problem later. But for now, I think getting this getting these caverns up cleared out and up and running would be to our benefit, to all of our benefits. And Gundry says, yes, the sooner we get things up and running, the more resources we'll have, all of us, including you all, to do whatever we need to do, whether that's go after the black spider or what. Or perhaps he's just relegated to history. I don't know.
I'm going to ask Gundren and Sildar. I'm assuming the black spider didn't make his way past them while they've been sitting here waiting. You haven't seen anybody exit, or?
We have not. These are fairly extensive caves, so you know it's very possible that he went somewhere else and is still in the cave systems. It would be very easy to hide in here.
They don't know of any other exits, I'm assuming.
This is the only entrance and exit that we're aware of.
Okay.
Well, so do we start at the southeast or go back up to the forge room, sort of the northeast? Since we're here, maybe we should go to the southeast.
Yeah. Probably just start at the southeast.
Okay.
There's a tunnel that's right. I can't. My clicker is not working.
Right. Here?
Yeah.
Does that work? There is a tunnel that goes through there. That is correct. Oh.
Through there.
Is Nundro the little brother of Gundren?
Yeah, he is the youngest of the three.
Okay. It's just funny because his token is physically smaller.
Yeah, yeah. And you could tell he's the youngest of the three because as soon as he arrives, Gundren just puts him in a headlock and gives him a noogie.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just head through these over to here.
Or through the tunnel.
Which way?
Here.
There's a door just to your north.
Map from the north?
Northeast, that's, Lillian.
That's why it's just a different way to die.
There's a door there.
Yeah. there's a tunnel here. There's this
passageway
in here. So
we've been at least over to here before. So largely this, so far, this is all something we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we can either go to the door or go south. Either way, I say we get done with this place and leave because I don't like caves.
So the answer is roll a d6, and 1 to 2 is the door, 3 and 4 is the passageway, and then 5 and 6 is the cave.
And 7 is go home.
If you roll 7 on a d6, that's pretty good.
Everybody
back to where I am. We're going through the cave. Unless we're not counting Alan's roll.
We're not counting my roll.
Want me to roll to be fair and impartial?
Nope.
I'm not saying we have to roll to choose. I mean,
let's just go to the door first.
All right, door it is.
Executive decisions being made.
It's about as close as I've heard you guys come to an argument.
I don't want to make a decision.
Eagle Eye, want to apply your perceptions?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty.
Over there, again, let's look for, anything, noise or any traps or something. Not bad.
Okay. Listening at this door, you could tell whoever's behind this door is not particularly trying to be subtle or quiet, but you can hear faint crunching and splintering sounds. Not quite sure what is crunching and what is splintering, but
it's probably a stupid owl bear.
We should send Lillian in.
I'm just gonna ask the folks, like, should I just open the door and do you want to try to get in or
open it stealthily?
Before he opens the door, I am going to draw my bow and pull it back and hold my action to shoot anything that looks dangerous on the other side of that door.
Okay.
So if you want to count that as us trying to make a surprise round against whatever's inside, then
yeah.
Okay.
Is this locked? Do I have to pick the lock or like should I just open it stealthily?
Make another perception check. Check the lock.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. It doesn't appear to be locked. It's hard to tell. It's weird. It's not quite as. It's a little more corroded than the other one, and you're not quite sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna open, but like I'm just gonna open slowly so that like not try to.
Give me a stealth check.
Oh, come on. It's a 2.
You know what? But you know what? That's okay. You didn't need a particularly high one. And you got a +8 to stealth. So
yeah.
you open the door. And in this room, there are old stone bunks in an orderly line along the wall of this chamber. And there's a corroded iron brazier full of old coals that stands near the middle of the room. The bones of a half dozen dwarves and orcs lie strewn about, clad in scraps of armor. Four gray hunched figures, because you guys are too powerful. figures squat among the remains, pawing at the scraps and gnawing on the bones. This is what you heard. And in that moment, they do clock your presence, but not before Tankrin. That was you that read. No, I'm sorry. Who was
Agadir?
Agadir.
Sorry, not before Agadir is able to get a shot off.
I'm gonna hit the one in the back corner here.
Yeah.
So let's see. Actions.
You try to hit.
I'm putting an arrow in the room. Hopefully it'll land on a target.
you're putting arrows downrange?
Nine. Nine,
unfortunately, is not going to hit.
That's all right. They know we're here.
That's right.
So we roll initiative now?
Bad boy up. Yeah, let's get initiative rolled.
Select your token first.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Okay, where is turn tracker? There's the turn.
Hey, still rolling bad.
19.
Okay. Got an 8 with a whopping plus 4.
I'm sorry, what do these creatures look like?
They look like, I always have trouble sharing these things, but we'll try. There we go.
Okay. So we've seen them. You've seen them before.
Yes. Super ghouls. You have seen them before.
Saw them in like the dining area.
Yeah, this is their alternate dining area, apparently.
Yeah. And what did they do to the turn order? I can't delete turns on the turn order anymore.
That's 3 19s.
That's derm.
Why? Oh, that feels back.
I don't want to clear the list. So then you guys have to.
20 for
Eagle. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Maybe it's gone. Oh, there it is. Oh, it worked. Never mind. Okay, here we go. Now some initiatives for our friends here.
Hey, John, when you get a chance, can you clear the ghoul from the screen share?
I think I can. Oh, from the.
Yeah, the one that's being shared because it's obscure. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. All right. And now we have, okay, descending order. All right. Eagle Eye, you have a higher dex than the ghoul, so you will go before it. Right at the beginning of order, Eagle Eye, you've opened the door and you see all these creatures ready to treat you to the same gnawing upon as these dead dwarves. What would you like to do?
I'm very tempted to rush in, but like I think there are 4 of them. So I'm just gonna...
There's only 4.
Yeah. what do we do? Okay. I'm just gonna take a crossbow and then take a shot at the one over here. I think I'm not clicking it. Wrong one. This one.
Okay. Alrighty.
Oh, wow.
That's natural 20.
I'm sorry, which one was that you were shooting again?
This one. There you go.
Right in front. Okay, right in front of you. All right, yeah, natural hit. Yeah, you just, yeah.
It's 8, right?
Damage. Critical. 14.
Is that added, the extra 8, or is it?
That's the 8. Plus.
Becomes 8.
6
plus.
Fine, it's 14 total.
6 plus 8, not 6.
Yeah. Oh, it's 6 plus 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because it just ran a d8 for the crit, so that would be the base damage.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, right. So 14 damage total, you hit him full center of mass and bury the bolt all the way to its fletching, and this ghoul that was about to pounce on you looks down at this in surprise of this thing, and he's hurt. He's hurt pretty bad. Yeah, and oddly enough, it's his turn to go, and he leaps forward.
I can't hold my bonus action, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you have another bonus action you needed to do?
No, I think I need to do a melee attack to do the
unarmed strike. Yeah.
I'm just gonna stay right next to the door. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my action.
He is going to come right up and take a. He's going to take a bite at you. He just leaps forward and goes in for a chomp. I assume a 12 will not hit. Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't hit.
Okay.
16.
Yeah, and he completely misses. So, Tankrin, it is your turn.
Well, there's a ghoul that's right in front of me now. So I will hit it. 17. For 9 points.
9 points of damage. That will do it. He is, as he comes away from trying to bite Eagle Eye, you just take your pick and just right in the skull, and it drops to the floor. He's no more.
And I would like to move there.
You may certainly do so.
And I'm done.
All right. Lillian, what would you like to do?
I feel like being reckless and just running in with my swords and attacking as many things as I can. But I also don't want to get beaten up by a bunch of ghouls. The challenges.
25% of them are dead.
That's true. We'll be reckless. We have 30 movement, right? Yep. So 10, 20. So 10. 20. We can't make it all the way, can we? Anyway.
You could make it to one of the ones up to the...
Up in the yeah, but I can't make it. You can get to that. I can't make it here where I can hit them both.
No, sorry.
Just go there and hit one of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Here.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, and I will use my rapiers.
Main hand. That will definitely hit.
3.
For 11.
11.
And then a 2 weapon fighting for the second, which doesn't get the bonus on damage. Doesn't matter. Missed.
Unfortunately, that'll miss. But he is. Yeah, you did. You took a nice chunk out of him. He's already half dead. So,
and that is it.
That is it. Okay. So then Sandswood is going to move here and he's going to, in the interest of not wasting Sandswood's spells, while he's not here, he's going to do produce flame against the same one that you attacked. And that was damage, not attack. His attack roll. It's a natural roll. Wow.
He drops on his foot and drops it on his foot.
Yeah. Tankrin and Eagle Eye. I mean, Eagle Eye now has a couple of singed feathers. And if Tankrin had been any taller, he might be without a he might have a reverse mohawk going, but that was not his best showing. So he's gonna stay where he is, and the ghoul that you attacked, Lillian, is going to take a swipe with its claws at you. And I assume an 8 will not hit.
No.
Yeah, okay, well, continuing bad rolls for enemies. Agadir, what would you like to do?
I am going to run in the room and join the fun. So woo-hoo. I'm assuming I can run in and get past Tankrin here.
Yeah.
I am going to, with my bow still out, shoot the one to the southeast.
And this is funny because Tankrin posts up like a good old tank and everybody runs past
him. Yep.
I'll protect the door. Sounds nice.
Even push him out of the way. Lillian, who has a history of
these ones didn't seem particularly threatening, okay?
And of course, I can't hit the broadside of the barn. So, wait, is that an attack or is that? That's a damage roll. You know what? I think my last one was a damage roll too.
Was it?
My it's the broadside of a ghoul.
It was my 9 that I rolled, but we'll just consider it a miss. But let me actually roll to hit this time.
Oh, when you did
my surprise one was a 9. That's which funny. Would have been good damage, but
yeah.
That's my max damage. But let me actually roll to hit this time.
Yeah, you did. You did roll for.
Yeah.
Oh man. No, that's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Two plus five.
Yeah.
So yeah, whether I'm rolling to hit or rolling for damage, I got to.
You always
so
get
either. Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, unfortunately,
that's going to be it. I'm too dejected to even take my bonus action.
Yeah. That was the one in to the south, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Since you went after him, he's going to return the favor. He's going to go and jump. He's going to dive in for a bite attack. I assume an 11 will miss. And finally, the last little poor boy is actually going to go after Lillian.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, he's going to go after claw attack. 14 will miss because it's. I'm sorry. Did I say Lillian? I meant Tankrin.
Okay.
I meant to say Tankrin. Yeah. So he's going after Tankrin, and a 14 will miss because paladins. All right, then we're back at the top of the order with Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye sees Lillian rushing in and then like feels like really bad for seeing back. And then like I'm just gonna I could go past between Tankrin and Agadir, right? Like I think
yeah you can. Tankrin's like, what the heck?
Yeah. And then like I'm just gonna go over here, right in the middle of both of them.
Okay,
okay. I'm gonna take it like one that's hitting Hagador.
Okay.
Go with my spear attack now. Oh my god, this thing changed differently. Just a minute. Okay. Spear. Well, I think that's going to miss.
That will hit.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Yeah, that's its armor class.
Cool.
It's not exactly wearing chainmail or anything. And they're not super dexterous.
Two-handed, like before I hit that one. It's a 7.
It's a damage?
Yeah. I'm going to use my unarmed strike.
Mm-hmm.
And use my talents for my unarmed strike, and then
this is just a straight up.
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be a
9. Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, that will miss.
Yeah,
I replaced
that.
Yeah.
It's better than a 7.
Yeah.
That's my action. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tankrin.
Hit the one to my east.
All right, that sounds good.
And that's a miss.
No, that is a miss. You staying right there?
Yes.
All right, Lillian.
Hey, Jeff, did you get a chance to attune your gloves?
Yes, I did. Yeah, over the long run.
So the score is showing up with the...
Yeah, it was a plus 5, 9, a plus 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does a strength bonus, does that give you a bonus to attack? Or is it just?
Yeah.
If it's a strength-based weapon, yeah.
Oh, cool. All righty. Lillian, now you have You have two ghouls within striking distance.
Mm-hmm. All right. First, I will swing my sword at the top one.
Poke with your rapier.
Pokey.
I guess it is piercing. Oh, no.
That will miss.
Is that damage? That's damage.
That's damage.
Damage. Wow, everybody's doing
that. You can tell we haven't played this in a while.
That will hit.
A whopping 4.
I'm taking the 6 you already rolled. Sorry.
You rolled
either way. I'm going to
hit him out of order.
I'll hit it again if it's still alive. So
it is. unfortunately, that will
I'll
miss.
Swing at it again if it's still alive. Correction. Okay, that's it.
No Hordebreaker?
No, they have to be within 5 feet of each other.
Oh, of each other, not of not with. Okay, they're okay. Yeah, good call on that rule. All right, and Sandswood is going to he's going to do the same thing he did before, in hopes that he does a better job of not burning his fellow. Fellow party members, and a 12 will hit with a get out of the way there, and does 6 points of damage, and that is enough to do it. That guy is dead. So you hear Sansa go woohoo in the background, and now it's Agador's turn.
Hit the one that's the same one I tried to hit, but this time I'm going to pull out my rapier since he's too close to shoot at.
All right.
Hopefully I'll hit the right button. Okay. Ooh, nice. If I can't use my bow, I can use my
arrow. Yeah.
The pointy thing.
Yeah. Critical. That's 13? A total of 13. Wow. He is pretty close to death.
Oh.
You nearly destroyed him with one hit. But it is his turn to react or to act. And he is going to make a claw attack.
Right back at me.
Natural one.
Yeah.
He fails miserably. Your attack was so powerful that it staggered him. And he was trying to, slash with his claws. In fact, part of the damage causes when he was slashing with his claws, he just raked it against the tip of your rapier that just opened up a huge gash in his arm. So yeah, he's.
That's what you get for trying to take on a bard.
It's right, something like that. So Tankrin,
he should have kept his distance, and then he would have been totally safe.
Tankrin, the other one goes after you with its claws for 16, which I assume misses.
Correct.
Eagle Eye, your turn.
Okay. The same thing. Spear, one and right in front of me. Where did my character sheet go? Okay, there it is. Nice. Okay. That's going to hit.
That'll definitely hit.
Two-handed.
Wait a minute. Which one are you attacking here?
One that's a Tankrin. Like, yeah.
The one in front of Tankrin? Okay.
Sorry. I meant to say Agador. Sorry.
The one to the south. Oh, it's dead.
Yeah.
It's now dead. Okay.
And then I'm going to turn back, and then I'm going to use my fist or like talons for an unarmed strike.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bonus action.
And this one hasn't even been touched.
I think that's going to hit, right?
Yep, that'll hit. Just barely. For 7 points of damage. Nice. All right. Last guy is finally damaged.
Yep.
All right. And you say we are, I assume.
Yep.
Okay. So Tankrin.
Try to hit it.
Dispatch this last. Yep, that'll hit.
19. For 11 damage.
He is still up, but he is clearly not going to last very long. Anything else? Stay right there. All right, Lillian. We'll wrap this up. 20 will hit.
We'll just swing them both for 7.
7, and a 7 will actually do it. That is almost twice what you needed. Yeah. So you handily. Did anybody take any damage?
No.
Okay.
When I saw they were ghouls, that's the reason I ran in. I was like, I don't remember having trouble with them before.
But you get poisoned or something, right? Like if they bite you or something.
If they paralyze the clock, you have to take a DC 10 con save or you'll be paralyzed.
Oh, paralyzed.
Yeah. So if they had ever actually touched any of you, it could have been bad. But it wasn't. So, yeah. So, okay. So everybody go ahead and take call it 175 experience points each for that.
Be a lot.
175 each?
Yeah, each of you. Yeah. It's 200. Well, oh, hang on a second. No, I'm sorry. I did that. You're actually right. No, wait. No, there are 200 experience points, but times 4, that's 800. 5 by 5. And I just rounded up to 175.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were that high.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Yep.
5745 for me and Sandswood.
4840 for me.
Right.
You said you're 5745?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what Sandswood has as well.
Yeah, level 5 is 6500. So
creeping up to level 5.
Yeah.
But we should check out this room. Kind of looks like it's probably just the same as the old stinky room.
Now search the room and have Sandswood do a ritual detect magic.
Yeah,
that's good. So Sandswood happily walks to the center room and does his ritual cast of detect magic, something he has been he's been in the habit of doing this entire adventure. So party's very familiar with this process, and he doesn't detect any magic. There are just the remnants of dwarves and orcs. There are scraps of armor and weapons laying around, but they're all old and rusted, fairly standard weapons and armor. Nothing. It doesn't appear to be anything. Well, based on the detect magic, there isn't anything magical in the room on any of the corpses. Detect magic is good for what, 60 feet? Okay, good. All right. Anything else?
Should we check the? I believe that's a door on the other side, right?
To the south. I don't know if that. I just cleared that up a little bit. Cleaned that up a little bit. I don't know if my reveal initially showed it, but yeah, there is a door down there.
Same routine, perception, trying to see if something behind it.
Okay, give me a perception check. You don't hear anything.
I'm gonna try to open it slowly.
Okay. It is unlocked. And other than the resistance caused by age and not having been open for a long time, it opens up into a hallway. I revealed a little more than I should have, but whatever. Let's see, 10, 20, 30, 40, well, part of 10, 20, 30, 40. So, What about that? Yeah, close up. So yeah, you can see there are halls to either side. The one connecting up back up to where that thing that heads north to the south. The walls get a little rougher, more like a natural hewn or natural cavern, as opposed to the shaped stone that you have, the finished stone that's around these hallways. But yeah, that is. Are you moving up there to get a better look?
Yep. Oh. Okay. Did I unmute myself? Yep.
So let's see, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Okay, good luck. Come on.
I'm going to slowly moving until I see something or hear something.
All right.
Not too fast.
Keep moving south, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. South, yeah.
Terminates in like that, and that goes out there. Mm-hmm. And as you move in here, you're able to see a bit more. Okay, let me get to this room. It's been a while since I've read this room. I was expecting things. I was reading for. I reread for the upper the northeast. Let me check something real quick. Okay. All right. Many tunnels intersect at this natural, when it says many, there's really only like four, but whatever. This natural 30-foot high cavern, the walls are carved with simple reliefs showing dwarf and gnome miners hard at work. Below them, nearly two dozen skeletons in rusted scraps of armor are scattered across the cavern floor. Some are dwarf skeletons, while other are orc remains. Half a dozen large brass lanterns stand in niches, or on ledges around the cavern, but none are lit.
It's Friedrich Nietzsche.
But I don't see anything else apart from that, right? Like,
you don't.
Can I lit those lanterns or the lights?
You want to go up to light the lantern? Where is everyone else? Is everyone else coming in here as well?
Yeah, right behind.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you move to the lantern to go ahead and light it, and as you do, let's go and
reroll initiatives.
Eventually, but I think the surprise round comes first. Okay, that's those guys. That's those guys. Let's see. I don't think he's try to get these all in the token layer.
Did they look like something we've seen before?
Yes, I think. Yes, you have.
I think we fought them outside, right? The little little sucky bats?
Yes, you did. That's exactly what they are.
Sturges.
That is their technical name, sucky bats. Sturges. There are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, I didn't put any more in here. There are only 10 of them. Clinging to the ceiling, you hear a rustling as 10 of these sturges come diving down onto you, and they're going to get a surprise round before you guys get to go. I am going to All right, I'm going to say, Eagle Eye, you're going to take the brunt of it because you were the one in the lead here. So I'm going to have half of them go after you, then the other half distribute among the rest of the people. So let's see. So first attack. Oh, that's an 18.
That it.
That hits for 6 points of damage.
Okay.
And he latches on and becomes attached to you. So that's fun. Second one hits with a 20.
That it.
And does 5 points of damage. Second one, 13, I assume, misses.
Yeah, 13 misses.
Does a 14 hit?
No, misses. 16.
Okay, all right. And last but not least, he gets a 16.
Yep, that it.
So, and does 4 points of damage. So the first of the first five, you have one, two, and five, basically attached to you in your blood. And yeah, that's fun. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to roll a d4 to decide who gets attacked first in order. Tanker and Lillian, Sandwood and Agater, because that's how I have them listed on my okay, one of them, first one's going to go after Agater. Agater, does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit.
Okay, it does 7 points of damage.
Seven.
Yeah, and it is attached to you. The next one it's going to attack Lillian.
That doesn't sound right.
It hits with a 19, I assume?
Yes.
And does 7 points of damage.
Wow.
And Lillian? Let's see. We've got 8, 9, and 10 still to go. All right. So next one goes after Sandswood. Hits with a 19 and does 6 points of damage. Poor little Sandswood. Six damage. There we go. Let's see. The next one. Next one is going to go after Lillian as well. Does a 15 hit?
I have 16 with my rapiers out, so
no. Okay, then yeah, that one misses. And last but not least, the last one. Last one's going to go after Tankrin. It's because Tankrin feels left out, I'm sure. and it rolls 11 and it misses. So, yeah. Okay. So Eagle Eye's got three of them attached to him. Agater has one, Lillian has one, Sandswood one. Now let's all roll initiative. And
select your token first.
Yeah, select your token first. That's right. Why can't I select my...
There we go. That's better for initiative for me. 8.
I got 8 again.
Oh, I'm on the wrong layer. Ha ha.
Hey, John, is it worth repositioning these? In terms of like spells and stuff?
Yeah, I was going to do that after I rolled initiative because my who attack who is going to be based on on initiative. Come on. All right. And everybody rolled their initiative?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this one is on sand. Oh, man. It's going to be tough. Yeah. Guys.
If you hold down Alt, I think you can position them wherever you
want. Yeah, I was kind of getting them all in the right general place. These are the three that are on.
I can move from there.
I think we're okay. I just have to. Okay, those are the ones that are in Eagle Eye. See, there's one on Agadir. 1, 2, 3. Whoops, nope, that's not. Forget it. 4, 5, 6. He's on Agadir. Agadir is where? Agadir is back here. Okay. Whereas 7 is on Lillian, who is that Lillian in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There. And then Sandswood has that one. Oh, and he's the one. I have him right up front. Okay, so that's. There we go. We'll. Close enough. Close enough. Top of the order is Sandswood, who is going to try to burn the one off of him. Is he going to do. Do you have anything else you can do that doesn't require. It requires touch. Nah. I think he's just going to do his standard produce flame and try to burn the thing up. Oh, that was damage, not to hit. It's 12. And he is unfortunately not able to hit the thing that's attacking him. So that didn't work out so well. Eagle Eye. What would you like to do?
I'm going to use my spear and then just stab it like once it's stuck to me. So,
okay. All right. A little awkward, but you can get in there. Maybe there's one on your thigh. You can.
Yeah. is it like a leash? Like, do I have to like? Can I push it out kind of a thing or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can kill it. Kill it while it's on you and get rid of it. You've dealt with these guys before. They're not difficult to detach.
Okay, I'm just going to use a spear to just take it out.
That'll hit. And you kill it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to use Bane Ki.
They have two.
They are to Bane Ki. Oh, why not? It's a short rest. I'm going to Bane Ki to Flurry of Blows and use my talents to take other one.
Okay.
Flurry of Blows. I think that it.
That'll hit. It's dead.
Okay. Again. One more strike. Down the last one.
That hit. That it.
Okay. Are you sure?
You get bombarded with five of these things, and three of them sticking out. You just go bam, 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 and yeah, they're all dead lying on the floor. Yeah. So yeah, you're good. You know, where we are.
I don't think I can burn any more key. I believe.
You still have your movement though, if you want to use it. If you have any reason to use it.
Yeah, I. There are two more. I know that's gonna come to me again, but I believe that I'm just gonna stay there.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, where's your tracker? Where's your tracker? All right, Lillian, you're up next.
I'm hoping to be as successful in bopping these guys. So let me plan out my attacks. Okay, so first I'll hit the one on me. Or swing at the one on me. Does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit.
Then I guess I'll have to swing at it with the other hand.
Unfortunately, a 12 will not hit.
Well, fine. Then yeah. I'll hit the one that's sitting on Agadir. Or swing at the one on Agadir. You know what?
23 will hit. And it's dead.
Can I hit it hard enough that I accidentally hit Agadir a little bit?
you definitely, yeah, your rapier definitely comes in underneath it and leaves a nice long welt behind. Doesn't do any damage, doesn't do any real damage, but there's just enough of a welt.
Just that right emotional there leading, damage, just the way I like
right
it.
Up to that bug bite, yeah.
I look at Lillian and say, thanks, but I'm not really saying thanks, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right, then the next Sturge is up. It is one of the ones that is going after after Eagle Eye. And... going to make its attack. Ooh. And hits with a 21.
Definitely it's.
And does 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Eagle Eye is getting beat up over here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. When all your blood is gone, so will we be. Good luck.
That's which one? That's this one. I moved up here. And let's see. Are the right? Yeah, and then there. Yeah, the next one is going after you as well. It's the last of the ones that are going after you, I believe. Thirteen will miss, I assume.
Yep.
All right. So it is. It dive bombs, but moves backwards. All right. Okay. Then the next one up is the one that is on you, Lillian. It is going to just. Yeah, it's just going to use its fact that it's attached to continue to drain your blood. And it sucks 7 points of damage from you.
Little jackass.
Agater. You're up.
I am going to draw my rapier and return Lillian's favor and attack the one attached to her.
All right.
Can I use my AC to protect my little bat buddy?
No.
If you want to.
No. It got too thirsty.
Does a 15 hit?
15 will hit.
Oh, nice.
And that will kill it. Yeah. If you have any damage, any bonus to damage, you don't need to roll.
Yeah. And as I graze across whatever part of her body that thing was protruding from, I respond back and go, "You're welcome."
It is like a mirror image to the one that you have now. You're like twinsies now.
And that's it.
Any movement, Agater, or
nope.
Any bonus actions? Okay. All right, Tankrin, you're up.
I will hit the one with on Soundswood with an unarmed strike.
Okay. That will definitely hit. Yep.
Okay. No, five points of damage.
All righty.
That's it.
And it's gone. Okay. Let's see. This next one. Oops. Next one is going to go after who's top of the order? Two. It's going to go after Tankrin. That's fine. Where is he? He's going to come after Tankrin, get him closer to you, and he's going to go in for Blood Drain. 13 will miss.
Correct.
And last in the order, this little guy, he's going to have to, after that is going to be, where's my list? That's going to be Tankrin too. Why not? One of these days I'm going to hit you. 17, that won't hit.
Nope.
One of these days I'm going to hit you. All right, Sandswood is up. And he basically, he kind of gives you a nod of thanks, and he turns to this other, this guy that's out here to the southwest, and he does a produce flame. And he misses with a 9. He's not doing well with his produced flame. I guess that's it for him. Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I'm just going to use an arm strike, like just to pull it out and then stomp on it.
Sounds good. Actually, do you just want to... Well, okay, yeah, go ahead. So I'm gonna give you a benefit of the doubt here, because you said you're gonna pull it out and stomp on it.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that grabbing these things and pulling it out are not that difficult. So you're able to grab it, you're able to pull it out, but it gets away from you before you can actually do anything with it. So you're able to pull it out. But that burns your action, and you're not able to actually do anything.
So, okay. Can I use my bonus action then? Like, if that's
Sure. Yeah, we'll call that.
I don't think I can do anything with this one, but I could.
Well, you could still do a bonus action unarmed strike, right?
But I didn't take an action attack, right? Like, I just pulled it.
Oh, yeah.
I could spend a key to do defense. What's defense? I'm just gonna step back. Am I in the melee range of the creature or anything? Like, do I know?
You are in melee range of the creature. Yes.
Okay, then I'm just gonna spend one more key point, and I'm going to do patient defense.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
All right, Lillian. Then your go.
All right. I don't want to be close to these things. They're gross. But also, so is Agadir, so I'm going to back up a little bit. and I'll use my bow. We'll go over here to shoot the two over here by to the east of Eagle Eye.
Okay.
As she backs away, can I say, you're welcome?
okay. So,
24 and an 8. And it was, yeah. Yep.
One is down, the other is not. Okay, so yeah, you just your arrow just takes it out of the air and just flops it to the ground.
Quite significantly too.
All right. Let's see. The one that you just pulled out, or Eagle Eye. It's going to go back to attacking you. It's not finished with you. But it doesn't automatically get a blood drain. 8 will miss.
Yep, and it's disadvantage, right? Like, yeah, 8 misses anyway.
Oh, that's right. It's a disadvantage. So it's yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, it misses or it misses. It misses.
Yep.
Let's see. The next one is going to go after Sandswood because it's right in front of Sandswood. Misses with the 13, and. Why did that just roll twice? That was weird. And yeah, it's Agatha's turn.
Can I see the one to Tinker in southeast? Or is it around the corner? I'm assuming that it's closer to Tinker in, so I can see it.
Yeah, you can probably see it. Yeah.
Okay. I am just going to vicious mockery that flying.
Vicious,
like that, whatever. Yep.
So, what is vicious mockery? It's a saving throw.
Wisdom save DC 13.
DC 13 wisdom saving throw, and they have a wisdom of 8. It rolls a 6 for a total of a 5. And you viciously mock it. What do you say to mock this thing?
Oh man, just die. Stupid. You gonna make me roll? I got 2. It's two enough to kill it.
Okay. Then Tankrin, you're up.
So are any of them in melee range or grab range?
What's that?
Are any of the ones remaining within melee range, or do I need to
use you? And the grabbing is only useful when they're attached to you. You can only grab them like that when they're attached to you. Okay. I mean, you could try to grapple it. I mean, that's for sure. But
I will try to shoot one of them.
Okay, which one?
Let's use the one that's attacking Sandsword. Sandswood. I think it's the right tab.
This Eagle Eye's got plenty of hit points left.
Oh, does he? Actually, who does look better? Who does look worse off?
Eagle Eye is really rough right now.
Okay, then I'll try to hit the one attacking Eagle Eye.
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, never mind. Is he that bad? Because I could use Healing Word as a bonus action on my turn, but I didn't realize he was that bad.
It's up to you if you want. I mean, if you want to have used it.
Well, I'm asking John, is it okay to retcon?
Depends on what Bala thinks. I mean,
yeah.
I'm at 10, so yeah, I mean, if yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, since I just used a Vicious Mockery's cantrip, so I can cast Healing Word at first level on Bala. For 7.
There you go. Yep. That's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, he was literally within 2 points or 2 hits of
yeah. Double.
So yeah. Yeah. All right.
So I'll still shoot at the one attacking Eagle Eye.
Okay.
19.
That will definitely hit.
7.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And Sandswood, bound and determined to burn one of these things out of the sky, despite his trouble using Produce Flame, shoots his Produce Flame at the last remain and misses again. Eagle Eye, would you like to wrap this up for us?
Yep. Is it in my melee range or like this?
It is not. It's about 10 feet away from you.
I'm going to take my short bow and then shoot it then.
Okay.
Oh, where did the it is. Finally, I think I did.
Yeah, that'll hit. And that does it for the last remaining Sturge that did a whole lot more damage than I was. okay. Cool. 10, 50 divided by how many of you are there? There are 5. That encounter, despite being so much more difficult than the ghouls, nets you all 50 experience points.
Each. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I know, right? Sometimes numbers, action economy wins the day. Yeah.
795.
Yep. Okay. So that is that. All right. So you've entered into this room and began lighting these brass lanterns.
Whose idea was that?
It was mine.
It's okay. We can just blame Sandswood.
You get the impression that this was this is almost like not quite an entryway, but perhaps an area where new people would first their first introduction to the mine. It definitely has the feel of having a little more polish from a design standpoint, an aesthetic standpoint, than much of the rest of the cave. Like you might kind of like a foyer in a business kind of thing where the receptionist might sit. But this is a nicely appointed room in terms of the relief of there are reliefs of carvers of miners at work along the wall and it definitely has a much more inviting aesthetic than the rest of the mine does. Let's give you a little more down this hallway. Maybe we'll give you that. Okay. There. And it goes further down. Hallway goes further down that way.
Should we explore, wrap up this area, and then I believe it might go to the entrance.
I mean, we can go and at least find where the exit lies or what lies at the end of the tunnel.
I'm just going to go stealthily.
Before we do much more, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself, though. Because body.
There you go. All right, yeah, that continues on to a caved-in area, which is which appears like as though it may be have been the original entrance to this cave, the original mine entrance, but it has been collapsed in at some point.
I'm gonna go to the edge, and then using the cover, I'm just gonna look over here and over here as well. Oh,
there are a door. Short alcoves ending in doors.
Ooh, it's probably gonna be a nice place to change your shoes, so you don't track the mud inside.
It's a mud room.
Okay, left or right? Left. This one.
Sure.
I'm gonna go and listen, like just listen for anything inside.
While he does that, I'll check the other door in parallel.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a perception check. And I'm sorry, Lillian, you said you were gonna listen to the other room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except my ears are dumb.
neither of you actually hear anything from either of the rooms.
I'm gonna slowly
the rubble.
I'm gonna open the door slowly and try to peek in, and not fully open, like, you know, just slowly open and then try to see what's inside.
All right. The door is unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing bad seems to happen when you open the door. So this pretty big room, splintered stone benches and heaps of rubble from partially collapsed ceiling fill this room. Amid the ruined stone bunks and toppled weapons are the bones of several dwarves and orcs.
I'm going to look up just to see if there are any more of the sucky bad thingy.
Oh, you're gonna look at the ceiling?
Yeah.
Give a perception check. You don't see any sturges or anything else attached to the ceiling.
I'm just gonna go in then.
Okay.
And look for anything interesting.
Okay. The only thing, the first thing that you could, well, actually, the only thing that you really note of interest in this room is that when you enter,
the entire ceiling falls down and crushes you to death.
No, but gosh, darn it. I never know how to do this right.
Oh, wow.
The bones and skeletons throughout this room start shifting and rattling and come to life as a host of skeletons rise up from the ground. And given that it's 10 minutes of six, we're going to call it there and roll initiative when we get back.
Is there any way I could just slowly creep out and close the door?
tell you what, give me an athletics check. Or acrobatics check. You're a monk. Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay.
And if it's good enough, we'll see. All right. You are able to tumble back through the door that you've just opened. You tumble back through it and you slam it shut. But on the other side of the door, you hear the continued rattling of these skeletons coming to life. So go ahead and move yourself outside the door.
Okay.
And that's where we'll call it.